Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest knows a little bit
Ray
more
knows.
About it. An awful lot more about it, as a matter of fact. Over 60 movies, I believe, under his belt. He is a popular podcaster. The man is always dabbling in something, including coming to Pleasanton, Tommy T's Comedy Club this weekend. You got shows on October 23rd through the 25th. Michael Rappaport joining us here. Damon Ratto and Kolsky on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. What's going on, Michael? Thank you for joining us once again. We always like it when you can stop on by. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be. I'm up here now. I'm in Pleasanton. I'm excited to be performing. It's the first time I've been doing shows in a while. I'm excited to be at Tommy T's. And I'm glad you guys had me on the show, man.
Look, we have so much respect for stand-up live comedy. It's one of the hardest things in the world to do, to go into a room and make a total room of strangers laugh for well over an hour. It's an incredible, difficult thing to do. And I would imagine, Michael, it only gets a little more difficult as we're going through the greatest national depression I think we've ever had. How do you do comedy in the age of COVID? And I'm not even talking about social distancing or two-drink minimums. How do you make people laugh at times like this?
I think people want to laugh. I think people need to laugh. You know, we have so much going on, so much concern, so much stress, so much strife, so much politics. That to come out to a show like I'm going to do this weekend, I think it has to be a relief. I know it's a relief for me to be able to just clear my head and to just focus on having a good time and talking smack and making fun of everybody, including myself. And I think that's needed because we're knee deep. Well, I don't think we're at the knee anymore. I think we might be above the waist in the craziest year ever. So. I'm looking forward to the shows and I'm just appreciative to be able to do them myself. I try my best to give the audiences a good time to just forget about everything that's going on in their world.
How do you know if you're killing a room that is by definition one quarter full at best? I mean, because the sound is not going to be the same, the reaction's not going to be the same. How do you know if you're nailing it, and how do you know if you're bombing?
You could see people's faces, man. You know, I did a show a couple of days ago in Los Angeles, a small show, 30 people, and I had such a good time, and they had such a good time, and the same night I did another show, it was probably like 40 people, and that didn't go so well. And, you know, you just keep swinging. You know, it's like a boxer. You just keep punching, you keep swinging. You keep, stepping forward, and you don't take it personal, and you just keep going, man. It's like a bad at bat. You know, you get up there and do the next one. That's a good question, though.
We are a sports talk show, so I got to ask you, how's your level of misery with the New York Knicks right now?
Disgusting, miserable, disgusting, unenthusiastic. Devastated and also like cadaver like. I'm so grossed out by the Knicks, the ownership, everything that the fans have been through for the last 20 something years. We deserve so much more. You know, I love the game so much. That's why I am a Golden State Warriors huge fan. I was here in 2017 for the second ring, the first ring with Durant. I was at game five with a plunger because I was in Cleveland for game three with a broom, and everybody got upset. I said, it's going to be a sweep. I don't understand why you're so offended that I brought a broom to the game. And then they came back to Oracle. I brought the plunger, and we stuffed them back to Cleveland. We sent them right through the to the sewers, right back where they belonged back to Cleveland. So, you know, I love the game. I love basketball. I love, you know, so much of what's going on. And I'm looking forward to the Warriors getting back to business, because I it was disgusting to sit there and watch the Lakers win in that auditorium championship in the ballroom down in Florida. I was happy to have it. It was a great, 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 crazy season. I'm not complaining because I was so happy to have all the basketball, but I want the Lakers knocked off their high horse ASAP, and you can't depend on the Clippers to do anything. Steph, Clay, and Draymond, and whoever they pick up in the offseason, I want them to beat the dog snot out of them.
Michael Rappaport here. He's in Pleasanton. He's going to be at Tommy T's Comedy Club this weekend. And let me ask, are tickets still available for your show, or have you already reached a limited capacity? I don't want people – I don't want to set up expectations only to have the rug pulled out from under anyone. Are you sold out?
No, I'm not lying. The first show tonight, sold out. Second show tonight, there's some tickets available. First show and second show tomorrow night, sold out. Okay, but Sunday night, there's tickets available. I'm sure you guys are going to beat the Patriots. You come after the game, we celebrate, because collectively, that always makes everybody happy. The Patriots losing, that will always bring a smile on to my face. Tom Brady or no Tom Brady, I love Bill Belichick's misery. So you got the second show tonight, and you got Sunday, and we're going to be there all weekend. We're going to have a great time. We're talking sports. We're doing it all. It's going to be great.
Michael Rappaport here with Damon Ratto and Kolsky. When I saw your name on the guest list today, I thought, is he coming to town? Is there a show that he's doing? And they said, yes, indeed, there is. But the timing I thought was interesting, because last night on HBO, I don't know if you were watching, if you got it in your hotel room, Beautiful Girls was on. Just happened to be on last night.
I can see it. I'm looking forward to the $26 residual check I'll get. Maybe it'll be $26, $27 at this point. But I love that movie. I appreciate that.
I love that movie, too. I'm from Schenectady, New York. And you're the town where nothing changes but the seasons in the Ridge. That is where I grew up. I mean, it really, really is. And it captures
it. Yeah, it was a great time doing that movie. Great bunch of dudes. The late, great Ted Demme directed it. Matt Dillon. Timothy Hutton, beautiful Uma Thurman, young Natalie Portman, who we knew was going to be a ginormous star. And it's a good movie. It's definitely a timeless movie, and I'm proud of it. I'm so proud of it.
I love it. It's such a good movie. Who was it better to shoot scenes with? Uma Thurman, Rosie O'Donnell, or Rosanna Arquette in True Romance?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Patricia Arquette. That's a good. I have to say, Uma Thurman coming off of Pulp Fiction was an exciting time to be around her, to have that scene where I was dancing with her, and you know, trying to romance her, and you know, Pulp Fiction was such a ginormous staple of 90s films, and you know, she did that, and she was on top of the world, and she was gorgeous, and she was such a big star. That was pretty sick. I mean, True Romance was also pretty dope, too. But doing those scenes with Uma was something that I was like, yo, I couldn't believe it, to be honest with you. Like, I was dancing with her. I'm trying to kiss her. Even though I didn't get to kiss her, she smacks me. I'll take the smack. Listen, you don't win everything, you know, and that's the way the scene was written. And I do my job. The smack was enough for me to remember it. So it was
it's contact.
It's contact. And, you know, she said, can I really smack you? I said, whatever you want to do, closed fist, open fist, backhand, do it as many times as you want. I don't care. Punch me, you could get into some jujitsu, drop kick. If you want to, like, take me down, like a leg sweep, do it all. I'm here for whatever you want, Uma.
So, Michael Rapp.
It was definitely fun doing that film. I've had a lot of great things I've gotten to do, and I appreciate it so much. And I appreciate, you know, still being able to do it.
Oh, well, hey, man, it's good to talk to you. I know how funny you are. Some of the videos that you just put up are hysterical. And I think my favorite Michael Rapaport is the really pissed off at something back in New York, Michael Rapaport. That's about as good as it gets. Are you also a Jets fan? God have mercy on your soul if you are.
No, I'm a Giants fan. So you brought up last night and you said you watched Beautiful Girls. There was nothing beautiful about what I was watching on the TV with that. I mean, Daniel Jones, I don't know, like he got tripped by a ghost. And then Evan Ingram. I mean, in 21-22 versus the Eagles, again, it's a conference, it's old. It was tough. It was brutal. But the Jets, you know, I'm not like a Jets hater. Between the two of those teams, the fact that I don't know what they're now. They've won one game between the two of them, and they play like collectively like 24 of them. It's disgusting. New York sports, aside from the Yankees, although they didn't make it to the World Series, is pathetic right now. It's humiliating right now.
I think maybe the most important or the most interesting thing to come out of New York sports recently was the HBO documentary on Craig Carton. Did you see that?
No, did it come out yet?
It did.
I have to see it.
Check it out. It's more introspective than you think it would be. And let me tell you, he was gambler. He had a serious, serious problem. He was addicted to the cards, man. He got in it deep.
Oh, I didn't know it was out. I have to watch it. I heard it was good, and I know Craig, and obviously his story was crazy. And he's out of jail, right?
Yeah, I heard he's about to get like afternoon drive at FAN. Like the comeback is on.
Good. You know what? He did the crime. He paid the time. You know, I remember I saw him before he went away. You know, and he was broken, and obviously, you know, he paid the price, and you know, he didn't physically hurt anybody except for himself. And I'm glad for him. I have to watch that film. I didn't know it was actually out yet.
Check it out. Hey, good to talk to you, Michael. Good luck. Break a leg at Tommy T's. What is the show available tonight? You still got tickets for the late night show tonight.
The 10:30 show, there's some tickets available. Okay, it's going to be beautiful. It's outdoors. It's COVID safe. It's sanctioned by the state. Okay, so there's tickets for that show. Saturday, sold out. Sunday, there's tickets available. So 49ers bury Cam Newton, Bill Belichick, and then we party. 7:30 show Sunday, and I can't wait.
Michael, good luck with everything. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you, guys.
Michael Rapaport.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.